Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We are thrilled that you've taken the time to allow us to be in your ears, to share with you, to be your friend via the airwaves. I am one of your hosts, Amy Ravel.
And I'm Kessie Farija. And it is, as Amy said, our pleasure to be here today. And we have a guest.
Guests are the best.
They are, especially when they drop, drip, leak gold all over us, like we know Fiona is going to. So we have our beautiful, beautiful staff member and friend Fiona on the podcast today. You're going to love Fee just as much as we do. So without further ado, would you like to introduce yourself, Fee?
Tell us all about you.
Hi. Oh, all about me. All about me. Well, hi. I love working with the Art of Decluttering just as much as they love having me. It's just the best. I'm just so grateful that I get to do community and life with such amazing women, life changes. It's beautiful. I am Fee. I love clean spaces. I love not having things everywhere because it does my head in. But I also love creativity as well. So it's a combination of liking clean bench tops but still being as creative as I can with space, being creative with my life. I love to travel. And I love just being with people. People are the best.
People are the best. You've got a greater capacity for people, Fee, than most I know. You have been working for us for about 5 months, I believe, which blows your mind because you were saying that you feel like it's been maybe two or three.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. That's how good it is.
That's good to know. That means that you came on board in the middle of lockdown 2.0 in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Where in the world were you 12 months before coming on board with the Art of Decluttering?
Before that, oh, I do want to say something before that. I had, 12 months ago, all right, I was in Europe. I was living. I'd packed up and left everything behind. I'd sold everything that I had. And we went to Europe and I had to let go of a whole lot of things. And it's not the first time I'd done it, but it was definitely the hardest. I left behind things that were precious to me. I left behind my kids who were all old enough to look after themselves. But still, it was this letting go of a whole lot of things to move overseas and start again. And we were over there and then we came back for a three-week holiday. We arrived December 31st, 2019. We were here for 3 weeks, which means I thought I'm going to travel really light and I'm only going to bring a few things with me back for my holiday in Melbourne before I head back home to Europe. So I got my suitcase and I put hardly anything in it because I thought I'll bring a whole lot of things back, and I left all my precious things that I'd taken to Europe behind in Europe. we come back with our suitcase full of nothing. And for 3 weeks, we thought this is a holiday and we're going back. Next minute, COVID hits and we are still here, which means all my things that were so precious to me that I thought I couldn't live without, that I'd taken to Europe, are now all over in Europe, in Berlin and Prague, in suitcases, and I'm here. So we get back and I'm like, well, where do we live? We ended up in a caravan on my parents' small property in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, and we had even less space to put things. And so I had to get rid of more stuff. So then we had to find, there was nowhere for anything, and we were there wondering whether we were going to go back to Europe to all my precious things or stay here. And we ended up staying in the caravan with nothing. And then, long story short, we ended up with Art of Decluttering. I did. And in that process, it's really interesting, though, because the things that I thought that I couldn't live without, I actually could.
You're living without.
Yeah, I'm living without. That's right. And happily living without. It's been over a year of my favorite boots I bought in London, my, you know, favorite winter jacket that I thought, oh, my prized possessions. They're still over there and I'm actually doing pretty well. It's been this continual process of just letting go and discovering what was really important to me. So a minimalist lifestyle for me is actually really, I've walked it and I've not only survived, I've thrived through the process. Yeah. So caravan, it doesn't matter where it is. Yeah. Yeah, it's been good.
It's just incredible that you took the things that were most important and then were refined further when you came here on a holiday 15 months ago. Like, does it feel at any point like that was, is there a grieving process for the things left in Prague and Berlin, or is it, or has it become a freedom process? What's that like? Because you didn't choose, like the first time you chose, but this last time you didn't choose to leave those things. You were separated from them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a grieving process in the beginning. But I think the thing is for me through that process is everyone was grieving something last year. It wasn't just me. Everyone was grieving the things that they'd had to let go or the plans that they had or even just seeing family. So I think that was quite a normal response. There's such freedom, though, in knowing now that the things I thought I couldn't live without, I actually can. And I have more room in my cupboards. And I've also discovered that you don't need a lot to make you happy. You actually don't. And so for me, that brings more freedom than I thought the things would. Even my nice boots that I bought in London. You know, I shopped forever to find the perfect boots. I'll never see them again, probably, and that's okay. It's really okay. Yeah. So it's freedom. It's freedom.
So it's freedom from things. What's it freedom to, though?
It gives me headspace. It gives me so much headspace. You know that thing when you walk into a kitchen, your kitchen, let's be specific, your kitchen, and everything, you've done what you promised yourself you would always do is the night before you've cleared the space. And it's all just like almost you could take a picture and post it somewhere amazing and people would be like, wow, look at that kitchen. You walk in and it's that feeling you get of that exhale brings life, but it also gives you space to imagine what else you could do. So instead of literally having to, you've got up that next morning, you have to clean everything and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is something else I didn't need in my day today. And you don't have that time. Having the freedom and the headspace helps you imagine what else you could do with your life. Even that day, it gives you more time to do anything apart from cleaning up from the night before. So it's that's just an analogy of what it's like for me inside now to just have that space to imagine and to dream and be creative, which is something I love to do as well.
See, told you,
gold. Yeah,
gold. Leaks it. She can't help but so spill good. It all over us. It's beautiful.
Spill away. Fee, we at the moment haven't had any clients in the last 12 months that were preparing to move overseas.
Yeah.
But we have done plenty of clients in that situation before, and perhaps for our European listeners that is still a possibility.
Yeah.
What would the main piece of advice be that you've discovered from your international moves? What helps, what doesn't help, what are you glad that you've done, and what would you choose not to do again in the future?
Yeah. Wow. The one piece of advice that I would give is you actually don't need what you think you need when you move it across. You actually don't think you don't need it. You would be the answer for 80% of the things that people try and pack to take with them. And you know, I think there are things that when I initially went to Europe that first time when we did give up everything, there were a few very special things that meant a lot to me that I wished I had taken and didn't. Although they're now with me because I'm back in Australia. So it worked out.
Ironically.
Yeah, I know, it worked out in the end. But there were a few things that I actually think, and they weren't the things that I thought they would be. There were a few letters which you can take photos of, and we talk to clients about that all the time. But these letters were there was more than just like the words on a page. So there were a few things like that I really wished I'd taken with me at the time while I was over there. But you don't need as much as you want, and you think you're going to need things that you end up not needing. And I think we spend so much time, like literally we had to clear out everything and we gave a lot away. And at the time that was a painful process for me, but I'd do it all again in a heartbeat because I knew that when we got there, I know now that when we got there, everything was replaced. Like there's all, you can always get things all over the world. I wished I had spent more time with people and less time worrying about what I was going to take and how and making those decisions. I would have spent much more time with people because they're the memories that I would have had more memories to take across with me rather than the things that, you know, you can go into any op shop in any part of the world, and believe me, I have, and you find things that you need. Like it's not about the things. It's about what else you're packing and the experiences much more. And I'd say, like, give yourself plenty of time. That's a practical one. Give yourself plenty of time in the process, and give people around you time as well to get used to the idea and take them along, because they're much more precious than anything you will actually pack to go. It's getting people on board with the adventure that you're going on. Yeah. So people over things every time.
That's good advice. Was this the first time you'd been overseas, or had you lived overseas at other times as well?
We had gone when we went the last time, it was indefinite. We bought a one-way ticket and we were gone. In 2013, I think it was, we went to Mozambique for 3 months and we took our two younger daughters and we went and lived in the dirt, basically, without water, without everything, and we could not take anything with us then. I learned what it was like to be without running water days at a time. I learned what it was like to only have a bottled water shower for 3 months. I learned what it was like to live on rice and beans, and in that too, you can be happy. In that too, there's real joy. It wasn't the things, but. Yeah, and in between those times, lots of trips to Europe, but only 2 weeks, and so I got to leave everything behind and come back to it.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the third world really does open our eyes to how much joy there is in life. Like I remember going to Cambodia and seeing kids play in the street with nothing. They had no clothes on. No, like, you know, they were literally had nothing in life, and they were the most joyous children I have ever seen. And they were making do with the rocks and the sticks that they found in the street. And it just shows that joy comes from within, not from without.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And, you know, like some of my most favorite places on the planet are rubbish dumps. And I've been to rubbish dumps in America, in America, in Africa, in Thailand, in Myanmar, in Cambodia, and Mozambique. And it is fascinating because there's lots of everyone else's stuff on rubbish dumps. And the poorest of the poor actually live on these rubbish dumps. And everyone else's stuff is piled up, all the things that they no longer use. And these people have nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it's, and I sat with a woman in Mozambique on a rubbish dump, and she was feeding her child the scraps from someone else's kitchen just so they would survive. And that child and mother were joyous because they had food. And I looked, I was, you always love, but I was horrified. I was horrified that a mother had to do that for her child. And it's just so astounding to me that people even there welcomed me with open arms and were so so gracious and kind and joyous when they had nothing and they were living on other people's stuff that they no longer even wanted. And yet here was I with everything from a first world country coming to love them and coming to spend time with them, and yet they were the ones that were so accommodating. It's joy from within. It's absolutely joy from within. Yeah.
I think that is a great segue into the next type of topic that I would love you to share with our listeners, Fee, and that is the joy of creativity and what that looks like for someone who is a minimalist.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, as well as Kirsten and I do, that we go into clients' homes and they might have a craft room or craft area and it can be quite chaotic. And often what they say to us is, I haven't had a chance to be creative for a really long time because the clutter is holding me back. So share with us what creativity and minimalism look like for you and how, if it does, one creates space for the other.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, my kind of creativity is, well, I'm an author, so I write books. And one day I'd like to paint, but I haven't been brave enough to start at this stage, but it's there. So that creativity is exciting to me as well. So it's not all just cerebral. It is very much I want the opportunity to create with color and mess and everything. But it's really interesting because when I am sitting down to write, I need space. So I need space in my head. I need space in my heart. I need to feel like I can breathe. And if there is chaos around me, just like physical chaos, or there's stuff all over my desk, or I know that downstairs it's like out of control, like just for a second and I haven't done the kitchen, then that takes away from my ability to just dream and go to that space of like, okay, imagine what the world could look like, because I'm still, you know, surrounded by, oh, this is my reality right now and there's stuff everywhere. And so I think there is great joy and great validity in having creative spaces that are ordered and calm. And, you know, you want to be able to find things as well. And if you can't find things, then you can't be creative, because you're getting more and more stressed. You're like, where did I see it? What does it look like? How is it happening? I can't find, therefore I can't. But if you just go, okay, well, me, one day when I do start painting, I can just open up that drawer and there are the paints and I'm like, I'm ready, rather than I'm trying to find them through every other box. And so it's physical space, but it's also emotional space, and the ability just to stop and breathe and go, okay, now imagine, just imagine. Yeah. So imagination requires space, and it's time as well. And if we're too busy running around trying to get a whole lot of other things done because we haven't done them and we haven't put processes in place and we're still just dumping and running, then it's really hard to have that time and have that space to actually create anything.
And I think on that point, I think that a lot of women put their needs at the very bottom. And so they go, well, I have to do all these other things. Like, it's in my mental to-do list. And so I must do all of those things. before I can even give myself permission to do something that I love doing. And that is, that's really challenging because one, we want to give people permission to do what they love to do whenever they love to do it. You don't have to have a clean kitchen. You don't have to have a clean desk. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything to dream and to imagine and to put yourself further up on that list of doing what you need to do. However, if all of that stuff is getting in your way, then go and do that and put, as Fee said, put those habits in place so that there's nothing stopping you. Like, don't self-sabotage.
Completely. And that's my point. For me, those things do impact my ability to create. It's not that, oh, I have to do those things in order to give myself permission to then go, all right, I've ticked off all those things I have to do. Now maybe I get some of my own stuff. I get me time. It's more that my head doesn't, that's not how I think. Mm. That's not how I create. But it's such an important point. Yeah. We, as women, we absolutely do put ourselves way down that list. And I am a big believer of the more we put ourselves high on that list and look after ourselves and nurture ourselves, it just goes well for everyone else around us. It just does. And part of that is creativity. Part of that is, for me, it is, you know, having tidy bench spaces because that helps me. It nurtures me. It doesn't nurture everyone, but it, yeah, it helps me. So, but it's such a good point, Kirsty. Such a good important point.
Fee, do you have an area that you love to work in when it comes to working with our clients, whether it be the type of client or a space in the home or a mindset that people come up against? Have you kind of just, you know, have that favorite thing, or are you still in the honeymoon where everything's awesome?
Well, considering the honeymoon period has gone on longer than I thought it had, that's pretty cool. I love helping people let go of things. I love that process of, I go into clients' houses and they say, oh, I don't really have much to throw out. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then by the end of the session, they're like, oh my goodness, you see my cupboard, it's half empty and I love it. Or then you go to the session the next time, you come back to their house and they've actually got bags waiting for you because they've continued the process. That brings me joy. And I love it when people get to the end of the session and they'll be like, this is so much calmer. I just feel so different. That to me is gold. That to me is so precious. I love helping people reimagine spaces. And I love every area of the house for different reasons, but definitely that seeing that transition from, you know, feeling like for some people they can't breathe because there's things everywhere. Sometimes that's even just in their own thinking, but to see that thinking change to where that you can actually see a physical change in them and they can breathe. And that is so precious to me. I love that. Yeah, I love that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So many of our clients are really surprised when us as professional organizers make a recommendation on why don't we turn the couch this way? Why don't we change the bedroom around this way? Why don't we consider swapping the spare room and the kids' room for these five reasons? Mm. Tell us about your love of space and reimagining space.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. You know what? Sometimes all it takes is a different pair of eyes to come in and see something that you've been seeing all, like, it might even be for years, and just someone else comes in and goes, hey, have you ever thought about whatever it is, swapping things or using a piece of furniture in a different way? And, you know, then the other person can just go, oh, my goodness, no, I hadn't, but that's an awesome idea. And so for me, just being that other pair of eyes is so much fun, and it brings out my creativity. And I also love upcycling. So rather than us always going out, oh, I needed this, so we go out to the shops and we buy it, which is fun sometimes, but sometimes often it's unnecessary because there's always things in the home that can be reused in a different way. So I'm a firm believer, and I love upcycling as well. And, you know, I do like making things look pretty. I like styling, and I like things positioned in a way that bring just that little bit of extra to the room. I'm a style person.
You're our home edit chick.
Yeah, there you go. Home edit chick. I'll run with that. Yeah.
I love in sessions when a client says, oh, I don't really have a solution for that. And as professional organizers, we're like, can we just wander through the house? Yeah. I'll often like wander through and go, you know, that little side table next to the spare bed that someone sleeps in two nights a week. Could we, two nights a year, not even a week.
Yeah.
Why don't we repurpose that? And like, we're on discovery missions in people's houses. Mm-hmm. Like, well, that container in the laundry is not being used. Could we give that a good clean and repurpose it here? And they're like, wow, I would have just gone out and bought another container.
Yeah. And that's the point, isn't it? It's so good to be able to do that. Yeah, that's fun. I like that part of it.
It's really fun.
It is. Yeah.
I think that this week that's been my most common question that's been asked in inquiry phone calls is, what can you bring with you? Do you bring products with you? How does that work? And my response has been, well, that's not our style. On the first session, we love reusing, repurposing. We love seeing what else we can, like what you have in your home already that can serve the same purpose. And if you need products, we can totally recommend them, and we will bring them if you would like us to. However, most of our clients end up giving away storage solutions and giving away furniture rather than needing to purchase more.
Yeah, and that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and some people are like, some inquirers are like, because I think they were hoping for the home edit style of we bring in all the products. And then other people are like, oh, that's so good. I'm so glad I don't have to spend any more money. Like, I'm so thankful.
That's really good.
Fascinating. Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
So what have you learnt about decluttering and organizing from working at the Art of Decluttering?
That every person is uniquely or wonderfully different, whether it's on team or whether it's clients. And I love that I've learned to adapt, because there's, you know, like, and to go and be even more compassionate and understanding, where we go, someone's going, oh, I've got all these things and I don't want to get rid of them. Now, my minimalist mindset would go, you don't need it all, just get rid of it. Just chuck it and we don't need it. Come on. And I'd be putting it in the bag while they're still sitting there going, what? That would be my default. And so I've learned through spending time with clients and watching the beautiful team around me just work at someone else's pace, and to really honor and hold space for them while they're going through that grieving Because for some people, certain cards and letters, it's like another little grieving time where, you know, and allowing that process to happen. And so I'm learning more and more to hold space for people, whether they want to race through process or whether they really want to take time and just be in that moment for however long without having to say anything. I'm getting really used to awkward silence in just being able to let people do the process and we just sit with them. Other times we're all madly running around because we've got to get this and this and this and this and out of here and a boom, boom, and there's bags going left, right and center. But it's all about being aware of someone else's needs and holding space for them. I've gone up a level in that in particular. And that, everyone has different ideas about how much they need in their life.
Don't they, though?
yeah. Which is, and how amazing, though, because we're all so unique and we all envision life a different way. But, yes, I've had to keep my mouth closed sometimes.
Yes, so much of being a professional organizer is allowing what is internal not to become external, not in a we have all this judgment inside of us way, but in our self-regulation.
That's exactly right.
That we don't walk in with our objective. Although I was saying to a client the other day, we don't walk into a client's home with an objective that would override their objective.
Never.
But our objective is for their freedom. And we know from experience that freedom comes through the letting go of things. And that's why people hire us.
Yeah.
People don't hire us as stylists. They hire us as declutter and professional organizers. So part of the objective is we know that if you're able to let go of the things that you don't love, need or use, you are going to experience that freedom.
That's right. That's right. And I guess the skill...
Everyone just gets there differently.
That's right. And the skill set is why people would want to work with us is because... We've learned the process of how to let go, of helping other people to do that, not racing them through the process, but just, like I was saying before, allowing them space and then helping them just to gradually release things that they don't need. Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, we come back to asking people what their vision is for their home, because that should be their guiding principle. And like, why have you got us in here? Like, we're not judging you. We, even if we have our own ideas and concept about how we think everybody should live in life, for instance, like we think minimalism is good for all sorts of different reasons. But when we come into clients' home, we're not coming in to judge just how much you have or how much you should let go of something. We come back to their vision. Why have you got us in here? Because you're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling frustrated by your stuff. You have a vision for your home that you want to not be screaming at your kids every morning, or you don't want to be feeling frustrated that you've not paid a bill, or you, it's all about you. It just
so good.
And so when they're aligned with their vision and when they have that sorted, then it's easier for them to self-regulate and for them to remember, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not here to judge me. You're just here to bring me in line with this vision that I have with my life. Mm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's beautiful. Yeah, I never walk into a home and judge. I walk in and see possibility, but yes. But my personal aim or goal is to work with the client to see, like Kirstie was saying, their vision met, but also to help them feel better for themselves and to step into that freedom for them. My concern and my care is towards the client. It doesn't, in the end, the decluttering is a side issue. Really, it's about spending time and honoring the process and the space for every client and every person that I meet in the job. Yeah.
And listeners, an exciting piece of news is that Fiona has just taken on the role of doing our virtual sessions. So what that means is if you are in Melbourne, you can totally have Fee come out and help you in your home. But if you are in Berlin, or if you're in Edinburgh, or if you're in any place in the world, you can also have a declutter coaching session with Fee. So all you need to do is just reach out to us, just send us an email, which is hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au. And we will tee you up with a time to work with Fee, because she's incredible. And the best way to work with someone when they're at the other end of the world is to have someone like Fee on a Zoom call where you can see each other and talk to each other and make progress virtually. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's great because it can be anywhere in the world that you can tap into the expertise that is the art of decluttering, not just me, really. But everyone, it's beautiful. Like So it's such an exciting opportunity to step into and going to any part of the world and being able to help people be free from my little office is amazing. For a traveler like me, it's a little hard. I might want to jump through the screen.
I know. I'm
like, oh, sure. It's like, oh. What's the weather like? Yeah. Can you go down to the corner?
I wish I was in Moscow.
Yeah. You know,
I was watching this show over the weekend and just thinking, I just want to be in Moscow. That's the only place I want to be right now.
That's amazing.
Never felt ties to my Russian heritage because my grandfather was Russian.
Yeah.
Never felt any ties until I watched the show. I was like, okay, I'm ready. Take me there now.
That's amazing. Yes, my heart is still very much pulled towards Europe. But, yeah, so I can do it.
Come on, Europeans.
Yeah. Come join the party.
I'm with you, Fee. I was like, and Amy, I'm with you as well, because I was with some friends via Zoom and they're in the States and they were all like snuggled up and I could see snow falling in the background and they had their soup. And I said to my friend Michelle, can I just pop over for some soup?
Yeah.
And she's like, come on over. Yeah. And I'm all like, I wish I could. I'm like that little train who could but couldn't at the moment because of COVID. Yeah.
The things we take for granted, hey. I was like, oh, yeah, I'd love to get on a plane, but a Zoom call will be fine.
A Zoom call will do for right now.
For right now, yeah.
Is there anything we've missed, Fee? Anything
there's loads that we've missed about Fee.
Oh,
there is to Fiona than this small conversation.
But anything you wanted to share that we haven't got to?
Not really, apart from the fact that I love my job and I love working with the incredible team, and freedom is worth the price that you would pay.
Mm.
It really is. In any sphere, it doesn't even have to be working with the art of decluttering. It is completely,
that's right.
Freedom is worth it, the sacrifice and the price. But it takes courage as well. So, yeah, I'm a very happy art of decluttering employee. And I love my job and I love meeting people all the time, and everything's always so different. And the clients that I work with are so wonderfully vast, and it brings me joy. It just brings me joy. So I'm very happy.
You bring us joy, Fiona. We are so thankful that you're part of our team here at The Art of Decluttering, and I know that our clients love you. So thank you for serving our clients so sweetly. You bring sweetness into their days. So thank you. And thank you for always bringing your sweetness into Amy and I's life as well by your encouraging words and your heart for us as well, not just for our clients, and your heart for your teammates, like our other staff members, is like beautiful. So we are very, very thankful that you decided to join our team 5 months ago, or 2 months, depending on whose worldview you're looking at. And you have a job for as long as you want it, my friend. And now it's on record.
Thank you. I know, right? I will hold you to that.
Yeah, perfect. I've got a, I'm going to read out a couple of reviews because you guys are amazing and you just keep leaving us beautiful reviews. So we've got one. This was left on Apple Podcasts by Lynn M, and it's a 5-star review titled Highly Recommend. And Lynn says, the art of decluttering will encourage your excitement about getting yourself and your spaces organized. Kirsty and Amy are fun, knowledgeable, and respectful of their clients, the topics, and each other. This is a lovely podcast that I still look forward to each week after several years of listening. Lynn, I think you should get an award for listening to us for several years every week and still looking forward to it.
No, we get sick of our own voices, so I'm glad that you're not sick of them.
And the next review is from Apple Podcasts in the US, and it's from your cousin Epo. So, Kirsty, you have a cousin Epo?
Now I do.
So, Epo, welcome to the family. It's a 5-star review titled Encouraging and Inspiring. Our cousin says, I have been hooked on this podcast for a few months and I cannot get enough. I love the very specific tips in each episode. The episodes on offloading and freebie clutter are some of my favourites so far. Thank you so much for leaving a review. Now, this week, we want you to leave a review if you have lived in another city for more than 3 months, like Fee has done. So if you've lived in a city other than your own for more than 3 months, we want you to stop what you're doing, leave us an iTunes or Apple Podcast review, because it really does help us to reach new people. It helps us with all the analytic-y kind of
algorithms,
I don't know, data-y things, algorithms that happen in the background. And we can't do that ourselves. So if you've lived anywhere for more than 3 months outside of your own city, this is your week.
But now you've said that, I do have to leave a review because I have lived outside of my city for more than 3 months. Well, and so have you, Warrigal chick.
I have too. Well, Faruja, you have to leave a review this week. I want to see your review about how awesome you are. Maybe you can just leave a review saying Amy's the best, and I'll leave a review saying Kirsty's the best.
How about instead I review another one of my favorite podcasts, like, because we always tell people to do that. So I should take my own advice and I'm going to do that for another podcaster.
Excellent. I would do the same. I'm pretty good at leaving reviews for podcasts because I would hate to ask people to take the time to do something that we're not doing. But I've just started listening to a new podcast called Stuff You Should Know. And I've been learning about silverfish and how tea bags work and why we have nasal hair and like so many cool things. So
stuff you should know.
Stuff you should know. I'm going to leave a review there.
Fee, do you have a favorite podcast? While we're talking about podcasts, do you have a favorite podcast?
No, I am a music and audiobook listener rather than podcasts. Yep. Because if I do have time and I have something in my ears, I tend to just, music is in the background, but I do love podcasts. I just go through stages, but audiobooks are where it's at for me. Yeah.
Awesome. What are you listening to quickly?
On a book or
yes,
anything? Book. Yep.
Audio book. Right now.
This is going to be funny because I'm actually practicing recording my own audiobook. That's what I've been listening to the most.
Yeah, that's excellent, listening to your own.
Just to listen and do some editing and think about how I want it to come across. So, yes, that wasn't the answer I was expecting to get.
Well, as someone who has an audiobook, it's not as easy as it seems.
Exactly, and that's why I'm practicing.
It's really not. It's really not. I spent hours reading my own book out loud to myself. Yep. The pacing and the phrasing, it's actually much harder than people think.
It is. So,
but it's awesome. It's awesome when you hear an audiobook read by the author.
That's
so amazing. Yeah. Like, still, Michelle Obama's book is the best.
Michelle Obama.
Best audiobook I've ever listened to, because absolutely know where she meant all the emphasis to be.
That's
instead of somebody else imagining the emphasis. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
So, go Amy and go Fiona for your own audiobooks.
Yeah.
I should listen to your audiobook on audio instead of just reading it, Amy, because then I'll be able to go, oh, I won't be able to tell the Michelle Obama story anymore. It will be the Amy Revelle story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep telling the Michelle Obama story because that's my favorite audiobook of all time as well.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay. Yeah, that's so good. We will see you next week, beautiful community. If you miss us between this episode and next episode, come over to our Facebook community, or we have a whole back catalogue of 240 episodes. So go for your life. Pick anything that sparks your interest and we'll be there. We promise we'll be on every episode.
And if you have an audiobook that you'd like to recommend, you can also come into the Facebook community group and tell us that too, because then we might broaden out my horizons other than Bridgerton, which is what I'm binging on at the moment. So let's give me some variety, people. I'm almost ready for some more variety.
I love it. I'll make that a post this week. Okay. I think.
Well, have a lovely week, and thank you again, Fiona, for joining us.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
See you next
Bye.
Week.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.